Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council, for having me tonight. As Mike mentioned, I'm Gabe Alvarado with HDR Engineering. We were retained by the city last year to do a study of sewer flows and impact on the sewer system for a couple of areas in town. Just a quick agenda of what I'll be presenting for you tonight. We already got through item one, which is the introductions. I'll give you an overview of the project, an overview of what work we completed, a review of our evaluation and recommendations that we came up with, and then answer any questions you may have after I'm finished going through everything here. So in 2013, HDR completed a sewer interceptor hydraulic model and master plan for the city. So as part of that study, we took an overall look at all of the city's sewer system infrastructure, mainly the interceptors, not the smaller diameter pipes in the city, but the larger pipes in the system. We developed a hydraulic model, looked at the capacity of the pipes in the system, and then again came up with some recommendations for improvements based on that analysis. Other relevant projects that we've worked on, the wastewater treatment plant rehab project was just recently finished, I think about 2 years ago. HDR completed the design of that, so upgraded all of the treatment plant facilities. And we also recently completed the sanitary sewer interceptor 118 project, where a portion of that interceptor pipe bursting was completed, and another section was a gravity sewer installed as part of that. And sanitary sewer 118 is relevant to this study that we just completed for this particular project. So what the city basically asked us to do was utilize the model that we developed in 2013 and expand on it and include other information to evaluate these future growth areas. So an overview of the work that we completed. So there's two areas, and I'll get to some maps and figures in the next slides here, but there's a future development in the near future, as I understand it, called the Montclair Master Plan Community Carlston Ranch. Another engineering firm had completed a study for that subdivision. We reviewed the study completed by the other consultant just to see what type of information they provided. And then on top of that, there's two other areas of growth beyond the Montclair Carlston Ranch community. We developed wastewater flow estimates for these other two growth areas. And then we used the hydraulic model to complete a planning level analysis to look at the hydraulic capacity of the system and how it's affected by both of these areas. And then, of course, came up with deficiencies in the system, improvements, and associated costs of taking care of those deficiencies. So here's a map of the Montclair or Carlston Ranch community. It's about 1,300 acres southeast of the airport, south of Derrick Road National Parks Highway. It's going to connect to you can see on the figure there where it's going to connect to the existing sewer system. So that's one area that was evaluated. Then the other area is, you can see on the map here, there's two areas outlined in a green dotted dashed line. Those are the two other future growth areas that were evaluated as part of the study. And the two future growth areas, so I mentioned Montclair's about 1,300 acres. These two future growth areas are about 2,200 acres, 800 west of National Parks Highway and about 1,400 to the east side of National Parks Highway. And both of these areas are mainly undeveloped. There's some development in those areas, some residential development, but primarily it's vacant land currently, as I understand it. So the first thing we did was make sure you're looking at the same thing I am here. We just looked at the area, looked at what type of zoning was in the area, split it up based on where we thought it was going to flow to the various parts of the sewer system, and then came up with the flows for each area. So the area to the west of National Parks Highway, it